Welcome to Redmond Radio. I'm your host, Michael Domingo, editor of mcpmag.com, and I thank you for listening. Here's what we'll cover in this episode for the week of March 10th. Internet Explorer 8 will comply with web standards, and it's released in beta form. Windows Vista pricing is cut worldwide. Microsoft previews Office patches. And Gates is now only the third richest man in the world. Before we head to the first Redmond Radio News segment, let's take a quick break and listen to this sponsor message from Citrix.
Virtualization is one of the most talked about technologies in recent history. You know the benefits already, but are your servers virtualized yet? Are you waiting because of the cost and complexity? There's no need to wait. Citrix Xen Server is the simple, low-cost way to get up and running now. In as little as 10 minutes, your servers can be virtualized. So download a free copy of Citrix Xen Server now. Just go to www.citrix.com/Xen Server. That's www.citrix.com/XEN Server and get your 10 minutes to Xen.
Welcome back and thanks for listening to Redmond Radio, the weekly podcast roundup of Microsoft news and other IT happenings. As usual, I want to thank listeners first. It's because of your continual downloads of this show that it continues. And that means we'll continue to give away Redmond t-shirts to listeners in our weekly Redmond t-shirt giveaway. So be sure to listen to the end of the podcast to find out how to enter the giveaway. Now on with the news. Here's what made headlines over at redmondmag.com. The next release of Internet Explorer will set standards-based rendering as a default, a move that will impact how developers build and deploy web content. Last week, Microsoft announced that it has decided to configure IE8 to render content developed using web standards, the details of which were discussed in last month's interoperability principles pledge from the company. Dean Hashimatovich, Microsoft's general manager for Internet Explorer, wrote in a blog post, "We've decided that IE8 will, by default, interpret web content in the most standards-compliant way it can." He added that this decision is a change from what we posted previously. Hashimatovich said that Microsoft's original plan was to have IE8 request IE7's standards mode, and then request IE8's standards mode separately. Instead, IE8 will show pages using IE8's standards mode, and the developers will have to request IE7's standard mode separately. The plan also allows IE8 to conform to the Web Standard Project's ACID-2 test. In related news, Microsoft rolled out a beta version of IE8, as well as a version 2 of Silverlight. The announcements came at the company's MixOS 8 conference in Las Vegas last week. The company also released a slew of technology previews, including the Visual Studio 2008 tooling for Silverlight 2, Expression Studio Beta, and an ASP.NET MVC Preview 2. Microsoft announced a new step forward for one of its software-as-a-service initiatives, Microsoft Online Services, with online betas of Exchange Server 2007 and Office SharePoint Server 2007. SharePoint Online and Exchange Online can be accessed only by companies who register for the online beta. Redmond announced Microsoft Online Services in September of 2007 for businesses with more than 5,000 users, but now says that the service is open to companies of all sizes. Exchange and SharePoint are the first major Microsoft software releases on the platform. Companies are also able to choose whether they want to use the entire service or buy products a la carte. Subscriptions to Microsoft Online Services also include the server version of the online software purchased, and Microsoft announced that those with software assurance can purchase the user subscriptions to the online service at a discount. The service is expected to exit the beta stage and go live in the second quarter of this year. Also hitting a public beta, Microsoft Office Live Workspace. Previously, beta participants for OLW had to be qualified by Microsoft for the beta. Now it's open to all comers who wish to create workspaces. Coinciding with the public beta, Microsoft also has revved OLW with new features and enhancements and has kicked off a sweepstakes to build awareness for the service. Microsoft last week announced that it would cut the price on Windows Vista. The timing of the price cut would coincide with the retail availability of Vista Service Pack 1. Brad Brooks, Microsoft Corporate Vice President for Windows Consumer Product Marketing, stated in a press release that timing the price reduction with SP1 would make it as easy and efficient as possible for our retail partners to update their displays just once. targeted for price cuts are the retail versions of Vista Home Premium and Ultimate Editions that are sold in developed countries. In emerging markets, features of Vista Home Basic and Home Premium Editions will be combined and sold under a single retail SKU with pricing set regionally. A Microsoft spokesperson also noted that some countries would be excluded, like China, since Vista prices there were reduced last summer in a highly publicized anti-piracy campaign. Microsoft has just put the finishing touches on its student-to-business portal, an initiative aimed at pairing U.S. college students working toward IT careers with companies who are looking to fill entry-level IT positions. The SB2 portal was developed with the help of Experience Inc., the developer of a popular web-based college recruiting site called ePronet. Students attending any of the participating colleges can sign up for the service for free. Companies can post jobs, with postings starting at $65 per school for entry-level positions and $395 for up to 10 schools for companies looking for experienced candidates or alumni. The service also provides packages at discount pricing as well as premium services, such as company logos and links or targeting of ads by region or specific groups. Currently, 3,800 schools participate in the program. In our last bit of news for this segment, Microsoft announced that it will be releasing 4 patches, all rated critical, because they allow remote code execution, and all involve Microsoft Office in some way. As is typical with preview announcements, the company didn't release details on the exact flaws that the patch will fix, but did detail the systems affected. The first patch is rated critical for Excel 2000 SP3, but rates as important for other versions of Excel. The second patch affects newer versions of Outlook, while the third one affects just Office 2000 SP3. Microsoft hinted that the final patch will affect those who have Office Web Components 2000 installed. And that's it for news from Redmond. Remember to listen to the very end of this podcast to find out how to enter the T-shirt giveaway. We have more IT news after the break, right here on Redmond Radio. Once again for listening to Redmond Radio. If you enjoy listening to this program and staying informed with what's happening in IT, please pass this show around to your colleagues. Before we finish up with the rest of the podcast news, here's an update regarding what's online on the Redmond Media Group websites. In Redmond Magazine in March, a look at some of the scenarios that may result from Microsoft buying Yahoo. And in Redmond Channel Partner, how partners might make a software as a service play. Plus a look at Microsoft's licensing strategies. And finally, a reminder to listen all the way to the end of the podcast for details on how to enter our weekly Redmond T-shirt giveaway. We have a few items still coming in from the VMworld conference from a few weeks back, which we wanted to highlight here. First, McAfee has released a new service offering, McAfee FoundStone Professional Services, that aims to secure virtualized environments. McAfee FoundStone Professional Services works on top of the security built into VMware's software. According to a press release, the service works much like a security audit, reviewing people, process, and technology involved in the creation of virtual environments, and making sure that security best practices are already aligned with corporate security policies. The service will work with McAfee's ePolicy Orchestrator, where much of the security policy auditing, reporting, and management can be centralized. Through McAfee's FoundStone Professional Services, the company also offers what it calls the Virtual Infrastructure Security Assessment. That service is delivered as a consulting engagement, whereby FoundStone security experts make a comprehensive audit of physical and virtual environments. Also from VMworld, BEA and VMware announced a partnership on a project that would allow BEA's Java applications to work within virtual environments created with VMware's tools. BEA's LiquidVM VI client extension will work as a VMware virtual infrastructure plugin. According to a press release, the extension will allow VMware Virtual Center users to create, configure and manage liquid VM-based virtual machines, such as WebLogic Server Virtual Edition, or any other Java application from within Virtual Center. VMware said it has plans to include BEA's Liquid VM VI client extension in future versions of Virtual Center. Sybase's iAnywhere business unit is rolling out software that will help corporate developers address the threats that enterprises face, providing access to data on PDAs and smartphones that can easily be lost, thus allowing that data to fall into the wrong hands. A new version of Alpharia, the security component of the company's Information Anywhere Mobile Management middleware suite, can encrypt and decrypt data for devices running Windows Mobile without degradation in performance, said Shari Freeman, Director of Product Management. Because it's interoperable with various device and software components, that should ease the process of programming encryption into applications that run on Windows Mobile devices, said Freeman. So that problem might become even more common, now that Apple has announced they're finally building support for Microsoft's Exchange ActiveSync into a forthcoming version of the iPhone software. Apple said it will license ActiveSync and add it to iPhone 2.0 and a new SDK, which means that software developers will be able to develop front-end apps to the iPhone as well as gain secure access to and abide by security policies on an Exchange Server 2007 over the air. iPhone 2.0 will be free to iPhone customers and is expected to be released in its final form at the end of June. According to a story posted on TechCrunch, Microsoft and Google are both preparing to make bids on the user-driven news aggregation site, Dig.com. TechCrunch reports that Dig has been working with investment bank Allen & Company to find a buyer for a while now. Citing an anonymous source, Michael Arrington of TechCrunch wrote that two media news companies and two big internet companies, Google and Microsoft, are already involved in the due diligence process, with both Google and Microsoft about to present their offers. And in our final news item, after spending 13 years as the richest person in the world, Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates has dropped to number 3. Forbes magazine has reported that Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett now holds the top spot with an estimated net worth of $62 billion, an increase of $10 billion from last year. In second place behind Buffett is Mexican telecom executive Carlos Slim Helú, whose current net worth of $60 billion is up by $11 billion since last March. Gates rounds out the top three with an estimated net worth of $58 billion, up just $2 billion from last year. And that's news from the wire in this week's episode of Redmond Radio. As usual, before we end this thing, I'd like to remind faithful Redmond Radio listeners, as we do every week, that you can win a Redmond t-shirt on my weekly t-shirt giveaway. To enter, just send me an email with the new t-shirt giveaway phrase, I want a t-shirt, on the subject line of your message to mdomingo@1105media.com. That's mdomingo at 1105, media.com. That's mdomingo@1105media.com with the phrase, I want a t-shirt, not Redmond t-shirt as it has been in the past. Entries not sporting the new phrase will be ignored. And as I promised last week, I'm awarding two shirts. One goes to Prem and the other one goes to Steve L. Thanks to both listeners for listening and good luck to everyone next week. That's it for this episode of Redmond Radio. I'm Michael Domingo. I'd like to thank Citrix for their continued support and sponsorship of this program, and I once again want to thank all you listeners out there who continue to support Redmond Radio by streaming and downloading this program. See you here next week.